This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So I'm glad you're celebrating a National Checkup Day, especially for women. This is a day designated for abomama, abanbesifazane, and women health in general. Ne? So that is why Sibonile ukuthi let's speak to Sister PJ Dlamini, where precious women's reproductive health clinic. Yeah, no, Gibambi.
Got it right there.
Gibambi, thank you so much for joining us on EMUT Sister P. This is Sister P.
Thank but you.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, Sister P. Thank you so much for joining us with MUT Radio and for honoring invite here. Do you guys invite here? So good. Like, check show. We don't have a guest. I'm planning for a show. I'm like, who can we call? Because Ngiboni is late. Actually, I'm not going through. Okay, who can we call? Who can And then, Ngatibana Nelo, because I'm a clinic in Ekona Kona. Yeah, Ekona Kona. Mlazi Gavi. So, tell us all about it. As tell you, Nguti Mapama Services about a provider, Ibona, a clinic. Otherwise, she's joining us live in studio. Thank you so much for joining us with MUT Radio. Maybe mhlambe before we get into this whole discussion esikhuluma ngayo namhlanje, just tell us about Sister P. Ukuthi mhlambe masikhuluma ngawe ne background yakho, sikhuluma ngubani?
Hi guys, thank you for the invite, as late as it is, because I'm very much passionate ngomsebenzi wami as well as serving a community asemlazi. I just felt honored to get to be part of the team today. Background.
Yeah.
Okay, actually,
just sister, briefly,
Sister P actually befunda kamakhelwane. Dada was a Comtech.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, you can be wase lokshini, ufunde lokshini and still come back and serve.
Ube ilogi.
Abanga abathani bathi hayi ufuna uphume lokshini.
Yeah, bon. Yeah. So yeah. Ngumntwana wakamadlanduna. So that's very important so that kube kuhle nabakhona bala babone ukuthi oh okay, coming from this useduze wasekhaya doesn't mean that you cannot grow.
Yeah.
I'm a founder and director of Precious Women's Clinic. Clinic has been operational from 2018 to date. We offer sexual reproductive healthcare services for women. Yeah, shame abafana bias. Why did I decide to go to and choose to
That was my next question. Thank you. Focus Buzawe.
Yeah, it's a question that I always get to go to why you put dilo na bandi sifazane kpele, and I'm like, guys, nani, you do have your men's clinic, we've never complained. Fair. But also gunama services that they are deemed by government or Department of Health as youth friendly services, which sometimes mostly are found at primary health care. But because of ngendlela egcwala ngayo, and you find ukuthi e youth doesn't feel comfortable in accessing those services because ayingoba ama colleagues wethu don't have time or patience, but kuninga bakwenzayo, they don't just deal with women's health only, they deal with all ama elements at primary health care, and umphakathi wethu uyakhula day by day. So uthola ukuthi then these services get neglected, kanti they play a huge role in women's health, especially sexual health and behaviors and choices. So with me being in the sector, been doing SRH, we call them SRH in short, since 2009 to date. So I can call myself an activist for sexual reproductive health care services. I can say I'm pro services for young women, as well as I'm a youth friendly nurse. So which means being in university at 17, 18, 19, maybe you might feel intimidated if you're going to nurse because you've got changes in your body and you don't know, or you meet speak any language, and then and you're like, okay, where do I go? And you find that young women, but basically into which could have been sorted out, or which they could have had acquired knowledge prior. Vele nina ke guys, you are always out there, or your internet, your Google, Dr. Google win.
Lazik.
But ke Dr. Google sometimes, remember, Google can be captured by anyone who have access to it. Some things are not factual, some are factual. So njoba ngisho ukuthi ngoba kuba busy kwethu as nurses in these in these spaces, Izama private clinics and Izama public clinics and stuff, you find that abantu don't have time mm-hmm. to give knowledge. So they see large numbers of patients per day. So even nomufigi leguya na uzoti, no, I want to know about contraceptives. They probably will say, which one do you want?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, will, like abagnigis cats.
Yes, they will not
you.
Explain. Hangak. And then utolu kutusubani inking along the way. And then after that, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't go to anybody else, and then you start self-medicating or sulalelu choma, and this is what I use,
yeah.
And this, and then eventually later on in life, all those things affect you and stuff. So our clinic is open for people to come for knowledge. I've had a lot of teens and young women from MUT who wow. come and say, Sister P, this is what I want to do this, but I don't know anything about it. And I say, let's sit and have a chat, and you explain, and you're like, if this happens, then you do this. If this happens, then you do this.
So
and
what kind of questions or health questions do you receive mostly from women? And how do you address them?
Like I said, because we're specific to SRH, most of the questions relating to SRH, basically, with young women will be contraceptives. Mm-hmm. They will not be fully knowledgeable. They will know because usiswami yajova u andomwa iphuza amaphilisi, they ilupu kuthi iphume iphethe, and all of those things. So it's important for me to, before giving you, administering any medication, your side effects, your mm-hmm. effect on what happens, what to look out for, and so forth. And solving problems that comes with unwanted pregnancies is also one of the major...
Yeah.
It's one of the major SRH, service that is deemed, obviously, some type of way, but it's there.
Yeah.
And it does affect youth, where we find ourselves pregnant and we're not ready to fall pregnant. Yeah. Or even why you guy, problem. So I had a conversation with one of my patients not so long ago, and it was quite interesting when we spoke about it. And I said, Yazi, indebalegile that we all, even us who are deemed sisbatalana, but I find that we are at fault with this. Every relationship has a talking stage.
Yeah.
And we learn then from you guys. Every relationship has a talking stage. Uh-huh. Why are we avoiding these conversations? We're talking stage. We're talking about
in terms of
sexuality. As it's a relationship now, I was speaking to one of your news anchors, and she was saying, yes, ekhaya kunama barriers because abazali basana leyonto. But unfortunately, we're black people, so culture also comes into play. Don't know how to go to be there. So, but Nina, the Gen Z people ni out there, so that is parents
kuba more comfortable to,
we to need that. To come into play. But nani, if you want to discuss such things, you must also understand where your parent comes from. Yes, she might have knowledge, but how do I disseminate this knowledge to my daughter without me looking like I'm promoting her to be sexual, or what I'm doing is just teaching her about her body. Because abafana sometimes abanye like abagaxhosa, they go they get taught about their manhood. And you find that they might have certain different behaviors than abanye from other cultures. But now kona lapho khona izinto zakhona ezenziwa that might not be healthy or deemed healthy some type of way. But we do encourage abazali to say, if you unomntwana wentombazane or umntwana womfana, remember sexuality has nothing to do with gender.
Yeah.
Because you can come and influence me as a female. Mine ekhaya ngifundiswa ngendlela ethile, but because I've fallen for you, when you figure out hayi,
ngicine sengithatheka nami.
And then because remember we grow differently. So sinama stages of cooler empilweni, we grow teen years, young teen, adult, young adult, and so forth. So even your body changes.
Talking about stages, actually.
Yeah.
Like, what health screenings or checkups as a woman should we prioritize as a school?
One thing that is normal for every female is periods. So you need to know your periods.
Mm-hmm.
People always think, they come, ucinin nge my periods. Oh, angazi. Okay. Females, want to start your periods, you need to know your cycle, how your cycle is, how's your flow, and how regular do you go. You understand? So we always encourage young females to download your period tracking calendar. Your flow. Yeah. So that when you go and consult and you have a problem and you're asked a question to say, when last did you go on your period? You just open your smartphone and it tells you exactly when you have a period.
And it's so, accurate.
It's very accurate. That also, it has a lot of information that you might not need, but I as a health practitioner will need because I will then know what is going on with your cycle and maybe these symptoms you're presenting with has to do with such. Another second thing that's been kind of like a myth is that pap smear that you do it when you're above 35, anymore. Once you're sexually active, to do a pap smear, whether you are 19.
Yeah.
A pap smear is a screening that is done to check for cervical cancer or abnormal cells in the cervix.
Okay.
So, ibalulekile when you are sexually active, because also now we have something called a human papillomavirus, which normally, grade 7, standard 5.
Yes.
I'm from old school, standard.
That's grade 7.
Yes. Yes. So, now. Yes, it's grade 7. So we're now young women and boys given an injection, which is a vaccine for HPV.
Mm-hmm.
Because HPV is one of the STIs that may lead, if it's left untreated, to cancer.
Yeah. Mm.
So can you imagine contracting HPV at the age of 16? Mm. Yo. Nothing happens. You are not interested on pap smears. You're not interested on anything. You are sexually active. I am dilute. So meanwhile, your cells are being affected in your cervix. Now you want to have a child and your fertility has been affected. Your STI screening, when I talk about talking stage, these are other tests where you need to lower your baseline, especially when you're coming into a new relationship. If you've already been sexually active, doing your bloods, checking whether you've got your STIs, your basics, your gonorrhea, your chlamydia, all your HIV and all of that. So that when you present to your partner to say, this mina angnaluto. 6 months down the line, and then guess somebody says, I mean, I'm singing and they will go to get a tegwena. The talking stage is where we sit and talk about those things. Yeah.
Okay. Before we carry on, because of time, when we come back, conversation. This is a very important conversation in Kabango Tumelesbe Nayo. And as we also not as gents, because it's not only information here to as sister Piyuguti, nothing we should talk about these things, and I'm actually learning a lot. Because we're not comfortable relationships about periods, period. Also, since I period just before nje. Okay, no, so Ibuza after my periods. Yeah. I'm just curious nje. But so Ibuza after, because we have in news now with Umakuku. After Indaba, we're definitely going to back to this conversation. We have Usista P. Dlamini. Okona njinga manje in studio ozobe kuluma nathi all things as a women health. So do stay tuned, and if you have any questions, please do WhatsApp us paku 0681608832. That is 0681608832.
That was Beyonce with Run the World. Who runs the world?
Gold.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So back on.
We should be on tech show, otherwise my opinion might differ. I don't know. But yeah, any as a ruler, man.
Yes, that is a very Mother's Day. Namhlanje sikhuluma nge women's health.
Yeah.
And someday yesterday was Nurses International Day.
Exactly. I'm on.
Oh, it was your day.
Celebrating.
Very good times too.
Two, yeah.
Wow, man. On the MUT Radio, Sana, I get Sister P. Wagadlamini, Opuma Gwe Precious Women's Reproductive Health Clinic. Okay, clinic, I found that, Women Entrepreneurship, Zonke Zindo, in everything, Oyenza, Gwe Career, Yako, just take London, Obolanga, Tukiti, interest, Yako, Gakulu, ne very close to you, then Mrs. Galindo, Yako. That is very important, and that for me is amazing. It's beautiful.
It
Sasa Kulma Ngayo, about the clinic, Kukutsu, Ba Ofarishani, Benza, Yonke Indo, Ama Service, a clinic, and also batholakala kuphi yonke indawo. My curiosity ibikule ya ma periods and no kukhulelwa basically, and I don't know if I'm off topic or not, but omunye umuntu uya athi no, the chances of kulelwa are just before ungene kuma periods. Omunyati ama chances of kulelwa are just after ama periods wakho. Exactly when ama chances ama okuthi ukhulelwe as umuntu wesifazane akuphi kahle kahle within i-cycle yakho yama periods.
Okay, there's a period connect to our ovulation period, which is day 14 from your first day of your period. So to make it okay for you guys, so calendar from the first till. Okay. So let's say your girlfriend starts ama periods are ngomhlaka 14, ngomhlaka 1 of each month. So which means ngomhlaka 14 uzobe ovulator, which means that's when the egg has been released from the ovaries, which is then sitting in the tubes waiting for.
Okay.
Yeah. So also, but remember, pregnancy is not as easy. Hence, of late, we find that most women can't fall pregnant. And they have issues with falling pregnant. And then, kuba sengathi, the problem is with females. And unfortunately, that's no longer the norm. Because we find that males also have stuff called secondary infertility. Ungaba na ingane, but you find that you no longer can make anyone pregnant because your sperms are not healthy. You're not producing enough sperms because of your diet. Others are overweight. There's a lot of things that can contribute to a guy having secondary infertility or unhealthy sperms. You might produce enough, but they are deformed. They cannot really get to where the egg is. And you find that when going to ama test, because akona ama tests that are available with women, we call them ama fertility checkups, where we do ama tests to check when are you ovulating, is your period regular, is your womb healthy, you don't have fibroids, you don't have cysts, things that might contribute to all of that. So with guys, I also do something called like a sperm count or a semen analysis to check ukuthi kwenzakalani, because you find that in couples abantu bangaze balwe bashayane. And the norm go ukuthi umuntu wesifazane ongazali, meanwhile ubaba wale ekhaya unenkinga. So also abantu besilisa, I'm saying, as we now growing towards being husbands and wives, you must always have that in mind. With nami as a guy, I need to have to make sure that my sexual health is on point, is on par, so that by the time I'm ready to be a father, I'm okay. So while we're not doing STI screenings, I'm testing on mama and it's and it's about finding a time over when you write. So, okay, go back to do your own self care as a male, because I will a relationship alone. So, for the relationship to be healthy sexually, both of you guys, like I said, communication. As I'm solving, guys, this is in English, Nazi economy, yapet. Preventative. I always say prevention is better than cure, but also for me, it's less expensive than advanced medical care. So if in terms of inagegela gahle early, they don't need to be paying thousands of rands. Sengine sekufanele sekufuna ngibe nomntwana ngisenase sekufanele ngikhipho 2.5 K ngoba nako ngifuna ukwenza IVF because I cannot fall pregnant normally, because when I had STIs when I'm young, I did not go or ngangifaka imxovo or ngangifaka, you know, these things women they put down there abazenzayo to ezigcwele ku social media when people talk about, we read about these things and some of them are very scary, and people don't realize that those things are somehow contributes to when you are ready now to have umntwana and you write and akusenzeki and you do not know what did I do or how did I, you know, what went wrong. So sexual health, yes, I'm representing women, but to really take care of themselves.
So what are some tips for maintaining a healthy relationship and setting boundaries
in relationships?
Yeah,
it's communication. So I'm gay. Like I said,
thank you.
And Saban and Gates. That's what I'm saying. Why ni Saban ni mese uzo team? I'm not ready. First year wait to learn. I don't want to have a child. I don't want to be sexually active. I'm okay with that. I think if I want to, I want to. But Cornelis in Tezu 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in the next 3 years, I'm not going to you know, good to see Beningani. Nah, yeah, he knows himself. Good to Aga can be read.
Yeah,
be truthful. I said, calling the good to some bambangangani guys. Ingani is abiza. Ingani it's 5K plus a month. So if you are
and
not,
yes. Trust me. Yeah,
unfortunately, bambi. Abasa bambi. Chapa bakala bambi.
Bambi.
I'm going to go about imagine. Go and take a
in. Bambi bambi. Pila kala because ubabu ake wife la weli singo.
Yeah. Sung bambi.
Anybody say corner, it's standard. So man, that's a coin call more, accept coin.
Man, sometimes, no, sometimes. Forced.
It used to be like that in those days. And that is why people used to be able to take care of my responsibilities. So, but yeah, communication, like I said, Sisa Kuluma, if you want to know I like the guy and the guy likes me, let's then talk. Do you want to have a child? No, I don't. Okay, let's go and ask and inquire about contraceptives because ageku shai spamban.
True.
Yeah.
After each.
True. So I pull and pray.
Get out. Get out. Yeah. And sometimes the overusage of emergency contraceptives. Remember, guys, as far as we have emergency, got 5 ngobusuku.
Oh, yeah.
It happens
morning after pee. Morning after this is why it's called an emergency contraceptive.
Because it's just that one.
Because you had an emergency. There was an issue. Maybe the condom burst or you had missed not taking your oral contraceptives. Now you are in fear that you are not covered. My. Then you go to attend to the emergency.
Emergency.
So which means the police is going to because your body is used to it, so it's no longer going to work. Then somebody comes and say, but I took emergency contraceptive and it doesn't work and now I'm pregnant and I don't want the child. Now, yes, those services are available. They are legal in South Africa for you to terminate the pregnancy, but it's not an easy decision to make. We should not treat it because when I'm a poster, and walls in my town, and we always think it's an easy decision for somebody to take. It is a very emotional decision that one, and when somebody seeks that service, the law says you need to sit with them because at the end of the day they must be healed and okay emotionally as well. It's not just because yes, I'm a medical practitioner, I'm trained, and guys, there's training people that go, doctors and nurses go for such trainings. And there's a law. You can download the law. It's there. It tells you exactly what's going to be done to you and how it's supposed to be done. So don't fall for scams, 300 rand, what pills and what. Those things are things that also lead to certain issues later in life. Rather find a correct way to have it done. And unfortunately, NNW is shy, guys. I understand the good because umphakathi wethu, because of u government, we get services for free. We are deemed to be psyched. Ukuthi into yu mahala. Nothing is mahala. Because when you go to MCN, whatever service that you get there, the medication that's bought, it's paid for. Unesi that's offering the service is getting a salary in umhlaka 15. So that service is actually not free. So when you go to a private facility and then go to a depot, it's 115, you're like, kahulumenu mahala. It's not mahala. It's the taxpayers that's paying for it. So abantu must not weigh services in such a way, because I've got medical aid and I've got cash, or I don't have, when we are visa. But when you then take the calculative hidden costs, ka government, everything, the cost is hidden from you, but ka private, it's there. You understand? But okuningi, if we speak about things as early as we can prevent a lot of sexual reproductive health issues that we meet in future if you speak about them and we take care of ourselves.
So what are some advancements or development in women's health care that we should know about?
I'm a women's rights activist. I know at the moment we have Dr. Tlaledi. You know them on Twitter. I know her on Twitter as Dr. T. She's one of our beautiful activists in South Africa who fights for women's rights. So that Kunama services that, like I said, are very sensitive to the community, which you will not find access Nagui public sector, which we fight to go to. Those need to be accessible and they need to be available without any judgment or without anything. Kunama services that you'll find that are expensive, that you find that kubanzi mukwathola ka government, they are limited. So, if I lose access, and IVF, If I'm saying now, finally, we keep 250,000 and the procedure is 50-50, it can take and cannot take. Mm. So somehow that 250,000 has gone down the drain because of, So we always try as activists to fight for women to have access. That's one, to have availability of services, and be comfortable with coming to a health practitioner and laying themselves on the table, and then they get truthful information, be guided. We also have my clinics, Njengawami, which are youth friendly, where youth is always available. They can come through and just for knowledge, just to say, I need to know. It's not like I'm saying nyakwenza, but I want to know. We'll see when I get to that stage and this is what I want to do. Yeah. How should I carry myself? Oh, this is what's happening to my body. I don't know.
Do we call that consultation?
We call it consultation, but if it's consultation that requires a lot of time, obviously you have to pay for it. Mm. But if it's consultation that it's two or three questions that you are worried about, but I do have access to social media and WhatsApp. So thump it's a Sunday, somebody just sends a message on WhatsApp. I don't reject that and say, because I won't consult tanga, you did not come and pay 450, I'm not gonna answer. Mm. I'll probably give you the basics towards your answers, and then I will tell you if you need more information. Unfortunately, you will have to come and consult, but I will make sure that the important things I've kind of highlighted for you, so that you'll be aware how important the issue at hand is for you to take care. I don't ignore such things. So anytime you'll meet anyway, I talk to people.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't have issues.
I feel like you are godsend for me, actually.
I could listen to her all day in JS, but about these things, because it's very important. The information ending kakhulu lena and kumele siyazi, and again ngiyasho nathi zamajida kumele sazi mfethu ukuthi kwenzakala ngomuntu wesifazane, singa expect ukuthi, because it's like we expect a lot from you guys, sibe singazi ukuthi nani yabo with impilo yami nami futhi uthole ukuthi nama issues wami as a gent as well, yabo. But unfortunately, because of time, let's speak about the Precious Woman Reproductive Health Clinic. What is it all about?
Yeah, like I said, good introduction. It's a sexual reproductive healthcare services offered at a primary healthcare level. So as a nurse, obviously, cinema hierarchy of what services you offer on your own. So it's a standalone clinic. It's private. Like I said, I'm a founder and director, and I'm a clinician. So I'm the Monday to Saturday, Siga V at Tyler Center, next door to Sparkport Pharmacy. Right, it's a clinic. Pink,
my favorite color.
It says girly.
No, but that's what I said.
Yeah,
this cat. I'm just like, how we guy na in gana ko pink.
It's a woman's health. So we offer services like your family plannings. All family planning services are available. We do consult as well. Ngayo before you are able to choose. We offer your basic pregnancy ultrasounds. We do your antenatal visits. So if you're pregnant and you want to keep your child and you're Zogwenzi Clinic, we offer that. We offer pregnancy consultations and counseling in terms of where are you with your pregnancy, are you accepting it, are you not, and how can we help you in such in those choices that we have to make. Your STI screenings.
Let's say, for example, I'm planning on not having the baby. Do you help me, or when are you refer me to Tampis Bedlela?
No market. So, when you're not planning to, so you've made a choice that we offer a legal termination of pregnancy up to 20 weeks at the clinic. I, as a nurse practitioner, goes up to 3 months in offering the services. We offer both medical and surgical. So we have both as guided by the law. When then above 3 months up to 20 weeks, then udokotela comes through for those services. Unfortunately, above of 20 weeks, it's not allowed in South Africa anymore. It's illegal. So that is also a very vital information to say, yes, you do have time to think about this thing, but ensure that you don't pass the 20-week mark. The procedure is no longer allowed. It's illegal, and we don't do it. So you have to research very properly the clinics that are accredited by Department of Health. You can find them on their website, which our clinic is also accredited and permitted by Department of Health to offer this service. So ukuze umuntu angayitholi senenkinga, because that's what we deal with every day, where people go and buy pills kulama illegal scrupulous practitioners, then they come back sebe septic, sebe nama issues coming back to us, and then uthola ukuthi even the doses that they were given or things that they were given, it's things that will complicate their lives in future. So yes, we do offer legal TOP services in the facility, which includes assessment and consultation, where we really discuss your options and really get to a point. If you feel this is what I want to do, then we support your decision and we offer the service on site.
Akhonomo zebeka desifuna ukubuza wena before ufike, since awethu ethena I pregnancy rate has decreased angish. Besifuna ukubuza ukuthi since I pregnancy rate decreasile, did the abortion rate yona increasele noma yona stable noma nayo decreasile?
Unfortunately, abortion rates will always increase. It will always increase because, like I said, talking stage issues.
Yeah.
Talking stage issues, guys, as it been clear, if we want even yona to decrease, as much as we provide the service, and because in provision your talk service is to say this is a legal service, it's a medical service. My beliefs, my church, my culture, when I get there, I'm a nurse, I'm a provider, and I'm a practitioner. So when you come to me, I treat you as a patient and offer you a service as you come through. So if we can also say, yes, I'm pro-choice, I'm for women's rights, to say if she needs the service and she is within the correct legal time frame, yes, I will ensure that she is she get it safely and she's healthy, both mentally and physically. But also, we also do want to say, let's prevent it. Because it's now, I'm getting footigak sister Pico and a footigonim job. So if maybe Samita says or Tolum job, we would have never met, because this one affects both physically and emotionally. Some people don't even cope post doing it. You have to continue with the person who can't Alicia 3-4 months after that. They come and visit because they can't cope with the decision they took, because they've never thought they will take such a decision. But I'm a situations I'm poorly to do such things. So ilendeng isho kuthi ke if kuma relationships, because ang lumi apola and fall pregnant, it means Awetu was there. Can we then say to, if you really don't want to have a child na mangi nayo,
yeah,
I will to read that ukipe u 600 ka 6 tapingo January usa jovile umuntu akho ka 4 for the whole year.
Wow.
Ibodlela le henese lodwa.
Yeah, yabo. No, actually
this is what I always say. I'm like uzofika ugaya sethu gaya ugaya sizofika sethu gaya nje manje nje. I don't want a child, mina sister. You must make sure ngizokhokha. Uso ngikhiphela u 3500 instead of we would have given me
600
mhlambe ngoJanuary. Uthi yena kulungile nekhadi lingahlala la ekhaya, yena nje uzofaka i-date
efonini
yakhe ezomremind ukuthi kusasa uyojova. And you've paid the whole year.
Wow.
I need to understand. But Tina, we want to fix problems, to say, mese ngithi kwena, I wait to, I'm pregnant, I miss my period.
That message.
Like, yes, but then I'm like, but dude, you were there. Yeah, but and then you'll find it. But now your dude is very much aware. Good. If this is happening and aguke 6-7, these are the consequences. But someone to say atomorosa afterwards, also understand what's going on. And it is offensive. And then you told good to women that end up having to take these choices, because even the choice of being pregnant, the law, but it seems
So it's in that
it's,
sense.
It's painful, because unfortunately, that is where I say talking stage. Because now, and the law will always favor the carrier. And then kube sengathi lo mthetho bias ngoba mina ngingayifuna ingane, but awuzange ungibuze ukuthi ngiyathanda ukuba umama ke number one, because another society sikhule kuyona, they always think umuntu wesifazane automatically wants to be a mother. not every woman wants to be a mother. That true. I can tell you now. Mm. Not every woman wants. Not to go to ang funu kubo mama manje. I don't want
at all.
Magasban ban. He writes in joguba nama nieces and nephews and stuff. So those are the conversations. Again, then you find the person when you meet is someone don't attend meeta, and then you say at him niece say gali wase ni akabana sebuze kubo no GPV gabula wan. Can you actually never asked a simple question and you would have moved on because you knew gutama goals alomuntu don't align with yours. Then you would have, you know, made a choice and left. But now, example, so la, so lombo lile, segula, segu enough, segu ningu, sum kokeli AMUT, wafunda, unama degrees out three. You have expectations of growing your family with this person, and this person is not interested.
Wow.
Because we failed and skipped the talking stage.
Sister Peace, ngakhuluma kushona ilanga nawe. Abaphathi bazongishaya. Sikuthola kanjani kuma socials mhlambe?
You can follow us on TikTok as well as on Facebook. I think I'm more active on those platforms. Also you can call or WhatsApp 072-315-4870 or our landline is 031-461-2422. So if you want any other information, mostly on these two platforms, like our social media, we have our prize list pinned. We have our mostly sometimes I have videos with information that is there, but feel free to WhatsApp or call at any time as long as it's within. Yeah, bonus cut is right. I ain't got 12 episodes in WhatsApp.
Oh, shy of me now because you can text around that time. Thank you so much for honoring our invite. No, it be late, but we've learned a lot. And I would really love to have this conversation once again. I don't know
if
it's a bonus since in Jani, but I would really love to know about our students and everyone. Abe Awe. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to call for the invite.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.